What positives do you take out of this week? You knew you were going to go in with a young team and take your lumps this season. What did you see that gave you hope?
I was really proud of the way the kids performed. They had moments where they played with so much poise, and they looked like they were far more mature than they are. And then we had moments where we looked young. I would say, looking back on the weekend, every single kid contributed in some capacity, from our number one to our number 11 kid. That was everybody got to play, which is always a positive as a coach. Everybody did something that contributed positively to the way the games went. We got really good outfield play this weekend from some kids that haven't played much baseball, to young kids that are freshmen, to a kid that doesn't play a lot of baseball but hasn't had a lot of varsity experience. Brecken Davis made some fantastic catches in the outfield, center field for us. He's a freshman. Jacob Smith played really well. We had a little in left field. We had a little platoon going on out in right field. Adam Ware played really well there. Isaac Vincent, a freshman, never played baseball before, got a little bit of time out there, knew what he was doing. Braden Larson played. I mean, everybody we put there played well. Infield play, we had just flashes where we looked very good, and then we had moments where we kicked the ball around. I expressed to the kids after game one, and then I kept on saying in game two and game three, is the mistakes that we made are all fixable mistakes. I don't know if we're good enough yet to outslug a team like Ketchikan. They're a good team, solid from top to bottom. They hit the ball well. They don't overpower you, but they're just solid. And we would have to play an extremely clean game and then just have them, you know, and then also get some hits in. We're not quite there yet, but we can look at this weekend and see the trajectory we need to go on. And I think they're starting to see how they practice is going to come out in the game. And so the things that we need to improve on, our infield's going to have to not let the ball through when it's a routine play. The way I expressed to the kids is, we need to make the routine plays of baseball look very routine. And we did at times, and then we had moments where we didn't. We got really good catcher play from Loudon Sandhoffer. He blocked the ball. The other coach even said it. I've never seen Loudon block the ball the way he did. He looked like a poised, seasoned veteran back there, which he is. It's his third year catching for us. Adam Ware came in and caught about a game and a half for us on Saturday, did a really good job for us. He's got some room to improve, but I was real pleased throwing him in there. And just, it's that type of season where we need to just get kids some game experience. I felt our pitching staff did well. We need to limit our walks. We had a few hit batters. I felt we threw strikes. The other coach even said it. They were throwing a lot of strikes, maybe too many strikes, and that obviously led to some hits. But I'd say, you know, all in all, I was pleased with the kids. They had great attitudes. They respected the game of baseball well. I think they made their parents proud, whether we won or lost. And you can't ask for, I mean, it would be nice to win the game, but, you know, in the end of it, that's really what matters. Did they respect the game? Did they respect their school? Did they respect their community, the opponent, and all that? And I would give them high marks for that.